Corey Lavallette joins us, beat reporter for the Carolina Hurricanes. And Corey, of course, coming off a big win for the Canes as they downed the red-hot Minnesota Wild. Sebastian Aho had 5 points. But before we get to him, I want to talk about young Svechnikov, who leads their team with 13 goals, 32 points, and has really, you know, taken a big step this season for the Canes.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you guys again. You're talking about Santa, and we're hitting just about 70 degrees here, so I'm feeling a little sad that you guys are talking Santa, and we're talking spring weather. So, yeah, Svechnikov has been just an animal. I mean, he's taken a real big step forward, and he's a superstar in the making. I think, you know, it's hard to imagine that he's not even 20 years old yet. He's still 19, and he is just having times in games where he's taken over, just dominating. He's getting more and more physical. He came into the league last year with an NHL body, but he's getting more physical. He's getting a little nastier. After the whole Ovechkin thing last year, I think he's not letting things simmer like that did. He's kind of taking care of it in the moment, and so he's getting a little meaner for a really nice kid. He's getting meaner on the ice and more confident. That's the biggest thing. That's what Rod talks about. Is not only does the kid work hard at everything on and off the ice, but his confidence is soaring, and he's a handful. I mean, old school power forward, not in the 200 penalty minute kind of way, but just the way he can shoot, he can power his way to the net, he can score in front. He's an excellent passer with a lot of pace on his passes. Just so much fun to watch.
And who's been his centerman most of the time?
Well, he was playing with Aho and Teravainen for a bit, and I know Rad didn't love that, just because it's kind of putting all your eggs in one basket. Mm-hmm. Which, from what I understand, that's what's going on in Edmonton a lot. Though I guess tonight, I think I saw Jason that you said that they're gonna split up McDavid and Draisaitl tonight.
Yeah.
They're actually having playing with Jordan Staal and Warren Fogel, which isn't the most skilled pairing to play with him, but the way he creates chances and the way those two play with, Jordan Staal is obviously one of the more responsible players in the league, and Warren Fogel is just kind of a ball of energy at all times, and those two are actually really close friends too. So I think that chemistry carries over from off the ice when they're on the ice together. So they're playing together, and then they've taken Nino Niederreiter, who's had a tough time just kind of snake bit, and he's back with Aho and Teravainen with the hopes of getting him going.
When you look at the back end, they had a pretty nice D, then they add the big guy Gardner. And how would you evaluate his first, 30-some games for the Canes?
It's been a struggle. He's had a hard time fitting in. I think it's, you play in one place and one system for so long, and the Hurricanes are probably a little more activated than the Leafs were at that time. With their defense. So it's been a transition, but he scored the other day, and you could tell it just kind of lifted the weight of the world off his shoulders, I guess. And he's playing with a little more confidence. The mistakes are there from time to time. The indecision is there from time to time. He's kind of on the third pairing right now because it really wasn't working out with him and Brett Pesce. So Joel Edmondson's playing with Pesce right now. So he's kind of been rotating between playing with Trevor Van Riemsdyk and Hayden Fleury, and I guess tonight it'll be Trevor. But you can see it kind of coming. He was brought in to be the power play quarterback, and then they finally, let Dougie Hamilton kind of run with it, and he's kind of become the PP1 defenseman out there. So, to have that ice time taken away a bit, probably a little bit of a confidence issue, but I think he'll get there.
It's interesting because they have struggled, but the Canes' top pairing defenseman, man, like Pesci's very good defensively, Slavin. Now, they've split those guys up, and Dougie Hamilton's come in. He's been excellent for them since coming over in that trade. Can you talk about how the D pairs look a little bit different with having Slavin and Pesci split up?
Yeah, they kind of got to that a bit last year, and Slavin and Hamilton are working together really well right now, and one of the things Dougie asked after last season was he said he wanted to be part of the penalty kill. He wanted to have a bigger role in that. So he and Slavin are playing together a lot. They're not only playing at even strength, but they're killing penalties together in most moments. So it's really given them a top four that I think you're pretty hard to find a top four that's harder to deal with both offensively and defensively. than what Carolina's throwing out there right now. And like I said, if they can get Jake going and make a decision on who the number six guy is and all that, then, you know, they certainly don't have any problems on defense. All their problems are problems of having too many guys, it seems like.
Speaking of the number six, young Hayden Fleury, where is he at as far as, you know, how he's played, kind of been up and down, you know, since being a pro? He played 67 games back in 2018, and of course it was injured last year, only got into 20, and now he's played 18. Where do you see him as far as how he's going, former Red Deer Rebel?
Yeah, it was a lot of up and down for him last year. When he wasn't playing, he was often just getting sent to Charlotte because he didn't have to go through waivers. That's over now, so they can't do that. They're trying to give him a fair shake. Trevor Van Riemsdyk had the shoulder surgery after getting hurt in the playoffs, so he was kind of slow to come back. So Hayden got a shot at the beginning of the year, and then Trevor slowly worked his way back in. They're still rotating them, you know, maybe on a, you know, two games for Trevor for one game for Hayden, or three and two and things like that. So it's, you know, it's tough for a young guy when you're not getting the repetitions. I think it's tough to get into a groove. He did finally score his first goal, which took a long time, and then he scored a second. So, you know, he's got that off his back, but he's just a super good kid, and you hope he gets a chance, whether it's in Raleigh or whether it's somewhere else. You know, Trevor Van Riemsdyk is on the last year of his deal, and the number six defenseman maybe making a little more than they want, I would say, at this point. So, you know, it's possible that maybe they hold on to Hayden and try to move Trevor, or run it out for the year and see how it goes. You never have too many defensemen for the postseason, right? So,
when you look at the up front with the Carolina Hurricanes, you know, one name that is interesting for me is Dzingel. You know, where's his, I guess, game at compared to relative what they expected from him when they signed him?
Well, I think the expectation when he came in was he was going to be a finisher, a guy who was going to score a lot of goals. You know, not 30 goals, but maybe he scores 20, 25, and gives you that secondary scoring. That really hasn't happened yet. He scored a handful of goals. Where he's really made a good impact is his passing is better than I ever realized in just watching him, you know, whether he was in Ottawa or Columbus, especially below the red line. If he gets the puck, you know, below the goal line tonight, keep an eye on him. He has excellent, excellent vision. And if I had to guess, I'd say half of his assists have seemingly come on plays where he's had the goal below the puck below the goal line, and he finds guys in a soft spot in the defense, you know, for one-timers. So, another guy that maybe hasn't meshed in perfectly yet, not quite like Eric Halla did before he got hurt, but you can see it coming, and you know, he's had to battle for his ice time. They've got a lot of talented guys. We're going to see Martin Natchez back in the lineup tonight, and he's been just electric. He's another young guy that's just so fun to watch.
Corey Laviolette joins us, a beat reporter for the Carolina Hurricanes. Goaltending, right now, Reimer seems to have it. It's kind of gone back and forth. Is there one that they're more comfortable in? Is there one that you think they'd like to be the starter?
I think Mrazek's the guy. You know, he had a little bit there where maybe things weren't totally right, and the team wasn't really playing at its best either. They battled injuries a bit, like I mentioned, Eric Hall. Missing Eric Hall has been a big deal. And then when they lost Natchez too, that, you know, for a while there, they had a fourth line. It looked like an AHL line there. I think Mrazek's the guy. That's the guy they want. But they, in today's NHL, they know you need to be able to play both. And Reimer's played really well. I mean, his last handful of starts have been good. I know he lost against Boston, but he was really good in that game until Boston kind of does what Boston does and gets a couple quick goals and steals the game. I thought Reimer struggled to start the year, but the confidence has come back a bit, and it's a guy that I haven't seen him play like that in a few years. You know, it felt like it never really worked for him in Florida. So, I know they're thrilled to have, two guys that they can count on, and they've got two guys in Charlotte that I think that, you know, they wouldn't blink at bringing up if they had to. Yeah, I think it's Mrazek's net still, and that's the guy they want to get going just because he's kind of a catalyst for their whole team, the way his emotion, the way he kind of fires them up. But It's nice to have another option, just like they did last year with Curtis McIlhenny.
You mentioned Nekash is in, so who's coming out?
Well, they were they sent a couple guys back to Charlotte. They had Clark Bishop up and they had Brian Gibbons up. They sent them both back down. They called up Julien Gauthier, so they're going to have 12 forwards, and Gauthier will slot in on the fourth line, and Natchez will slide right back in on the third line with Ryan Dezingle, and then Lucas Walmark centering that third line for now. With Halla out, and Martinook's going to move to the middle tonight, which I think is the first time this year he's played in the middle, but he's done that in his career, and he'll be on the fourth line. So, so nobody really out, just kind of a shuffling of who's available and who's up from Charlotte.
Okay. I appreciate your time. Thanks for that, Corey. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, guys.